The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's Fantastic Friday, so let's have a fantastic show on this Fantastic Friday. God calls us to new seasons and to new lands to explore. We're going to talk about that. Plus, what do a golden calf, no more leeks and onions, and salt have in common? And finally, when we walk forwards looking backwards, we can't really understand what being a stranger is all about.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. By the way, I have some really big news. Politics, entertainment, and current events. By the way, I have some really big news. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? You're welcome to text us, 214-210-8483, 214-210-8483, just to make sure that you're having a chance to listen. We'll open up with a trivia question, a not difficult, which is another way of saying a pretty easy trivia question. Here it is. Who was King Solomon's mother? Who was King Solomon's mother? If you know the answer, you got a text, can't call. Got a text, 214-210-8483. Keep in mind, any topic is open for conversation. It is open if you have a prayer request or a praise report, or if you're even interested in just communicating and getting some answers on some issues. Guess what? We've taken callers who've texted in, or texters who've texted in, and we have, in fact, done an entire segment on that information. So you're welcome to do that as well. You're welcome to do whatever you want, and I'll tell you why. Because this show, as cool as it can be, it's not professional radio. It's just radio. Isn't that great? It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. And to make this even more fun, here's the big news. May 11th, David Spoon will be back in the studio, live in the studio. So after today's show, we're going to do 5 more shows remotely. And then we'll be back in the studio, and now we're nervous about doing stuff in the studio because we haven't done it for such a long time. So Tierra and I are like going, boy, I hope this goes good. I'm sure it'll be fine. Couple things to tell you. Yes, it's pretty exciting news. I'm pretty happy about that. So a couple things I do want to roll with you on. Here it is. Today is Tuba Day. Remember watching the marching bands during high school football or college football? That's the guy that's got the enormous instrument. The really big one, yeah. It's also Mother Goose Day. I've always thought that the Mother Goose rhymes were a little on the dark side. National Pet Month is the month of May, in case you didn't know. It's Save the Rhino Day. Okay, I got nothing. Hawaiian Lay Day, that's important. For those that don't know and went to work already, it's too late. It's Phone-In Sick Day. So if you didn't do it, you missed it. And then my favorite, personally, because I'm a foodie, is National Chocolate Parfait Day. National Chocolate Parfait Day. How cool is that? That's awesome. On this day in 1883, Buffalo Bill Cody put on his first Wild West show. For those that were alive back then, that would make you exceedingly old. Additionally, on this day in 1840, the first adhesive postage stamp, it was actually called a penny blacks, and it was from Great Britain. It was issued in 1840 on this day. Wow. Also, in 1930, the planet Pluto was officially named, and then you got debunked. How sad do you have to be if you lose your status as a planet? That's pretty bad. But anyway, on this day in Flagstaff, Arizona, on Lowell Observatory, a place that I prayed at several times, the planet Pluto in 1930 was discovered on this day in 1930. And finally, in 1931, the Empire State Building is dedicated in New York City. Just for those that want to know, 1941, Cheerios was first introduced. Got to keep these priorities going, folks. Can't change them. Let's keep in mind, for those that are loving Twitter, for whatever reason you're loving it, you can follow us, David Spoon, at Spoon Experience, because that's my handle. That's David Spoon, at Spoon Experience, because that's my handle. There you go. All right, before we do our DNA, we'll do that in the next segment, and I've already offered up the first question. We already got people responding, which I love. I love when you guys do that. And most of these that have come in are right, so that's a good job right off the bat. The question was, who was King Solomon's mother? If you know that answer, text 214-210-8483. I want to get right into the material. And yes, I'm pretty excited about May 11th, returning live to the studio. So if the phone cuts out, that won't be happening in the studio anymore. That kind of makes me feel good. Okay, here we go. Ready? 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 Okay. All right. God has not only called you and I into new seasons. So I want you to be aware of that. God, this idea that Christianity is supposed to be boring or dull or whatever, the only reason Christianity is boring or dull is you're doing it wrong. Okay? There's nothing else to be said. There's no defense. There's nowhere else to go. If your Christianity is boring, if you're having a boring engagement with He who created the universe of the world, it's on you. It's not on Him. It's on you. And the thing to remember about the Lord is He does these cool things in our lives, in our existences, in our journeys to get us as we're going to the promised land, as we're going to heaven, which is the ultimate promised land. He puts us through different seasons and different journeys. And that's a cool thing. Exodus chapter 3, verse 6 through 10. Then He said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. At this, Moses hid his face because he was afraid to look at God. The Lord said, I have indeed seen the misery of my people in Egypt. I've heard them crying out because of their slave drivers, and I'm concerned about their suffering. So I have come down to rescue them from the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them up out of that land into a good and spacious land, a land flowing with milk and honey. One of the things that happens for Christians is, and I do this a lot, and just keep aware of it, it's proper, is that you kind of get focused, and we should be focused, on the eternal aspects. But between now and eternity, as we are dancing on streets of gold, God still has things that He's going to do in your life. There are going to be new seasons, and there may even be new lands, possibly new endeavors, possibly things that you didn't anticipate that God brings into your journey. I can promise you, 5 years ago, and then you think that's a long time, it's actually not, but 5 years ago, this guy right here had no idea about grandchildren. Now I have six. So how do I feel? I feel like that journey really changed. I feel like I'll never see another Christmas present as long as I live. I feel like every extra dollar I'm ever going to earn is going to go right to somewhere else, and I'm not going to see it, although I'll always sneak in my fast food needs. Here's the bottom line. The journeys change. The land that you go to changes. It doesn't mean you're going to live in a different house. But it does mean that there are times and seasons where the Lord goes, well, you've done that here, and that's great, but now we're going to go over here and do this. And here, this example that you look at with the children of Israel is these people were in misery. And God is like, you know what? I'm going to pull them out of this land of misery, and I'm going to bring them into a good and a spacious land. I'm going to give them room. And I think what's really cool, if you think about Room, is it's one of the things that the lockdown has really messed up with people is people are not really absorbing the spaciousness of the earth because they're locked in their homes, right? Well, guess what? That season is coming to a close. It might be around in some states for a little longer where people are stuck in their homes, but other states, at least 10, have opened up as of today in some measure and in some degree. And in the next week or two, more will open up and more will open up. And you'll get that sense in the country, in the city, in the state, in the country, and in the world that things will come back open and open back up. Well, what I want to tell you is it's not just the natural. In the spiritual, things may open up. You may find yourself in a new land. You may find yourself in new seasons. You may find yourself going into a new place, into a new ministry, into a new zone, into a whole new process. And the reason that that happens is because in Revelation 21:5, God says, I make all things new. And the Lord is not up there. It's not boring. It's not dull. It's not snoozapalooza. It's what God wants to do. And God loves moving us forward. In fact, the rest of the things we're going to talk about today is about moving forward. And what I'm going to say to you about that, I want you to be very careful in. There are things that God would love to show you if you are willing to step out in faith. But it does, from time to time, require us to take our feet and get them out of the boat and onto water. And I am well aware of the challenge of that. I often think I would just have preferred to have been one of the other disciples in the boat with Peter when Peter said, well, if that's you, let me come out to the water. And then Jesus said, come on out, the water's fine. And he gets out of the boat. If you were one of the other disciples in the boat, would you not have gone, what are you doing, Peter? What are you doing? And the reason is because it's such a bold step of faith. But look what it opened up. Peter actually did something that you and I, we only imagine in our minds. He walked on water. Well, he shouldn't have been able to do that. Yeah, that's kind of how it is with God. We never should be able to do it. We never should be able to accomplish it. We never should be able to understand it. We should never be able to get to it. And yet with God, you can. Now, isn't that cool? You can. And so there's a new land, and I want to talk about that because some people, when God opens up opportunities and opens up doors... they freak out a little. And so when we come back, we're going to talk about the freaking out process. Yeah, that's what I called it. By the way, for those that did respond to it, Bathsheba was the mother of Solomon, King Solomon. Excellent job, folks. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break, and we'll be back.
Hey. Here's something your insurance company doesn't want you to know. Some restoration companies have signed contracts with the insurance companies to get more business. At Mr. Restore, we don't participate in any insurance contracts because we believe they're a conflict of interest. Mr. Restore works for you and will always look out for your best interests. So, when you have fire, smoke, water, or flood damage, use the restoration company that's in your corner. Learn more at MrRestore.com.
Back to normal like you were before. If you have fire, water, damage, call Mr. Restore.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Let me tell you what I'm torn between the two. I'm twixt between the torn two. You want to know why? I've got the biggest breaking story ever.
No,
to
you
be,
need to do that first. Yeah, I just can't wait.
More than my whole thing about the four-way stop sign.
Yep.
You want me to do the number one story?
That's
Ladies
right.
and gentlemen, you better get ready. Here's my advice. I don't give this advice very often, and I don't give it uncheckfully. What's uncheckfully? I don't know. Here's the biggest story you have ever heard on the David Spoon Experience. If you have children who are listening, if you are not in a car, it's time to cover their ears or send them into another room. That's how chilling this is. Ladies and gentlemen, I have it off the press literally within the last 2.5 hours. Actually, it's less than 2.5 hours ago. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. I have it right in my hands. Get ready. Do not get nauseous when you hear this. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a fact that as of today, the Navy, the United States Navy, officially has made its proclamation. Ready? Are you ready? Are you listening? This is the most important thing ever. You ready? That Captain Crunch is a fraud. Ladies and gentlemen, the United States Navy has declared that Captain Crunch...
I do not buy it.
No, listen to this. Here's why. Let me tell you why. Captain Crunch has 3 stripes on his cuffs, and that signifies a commander and not a captain. So the United States Navy has made it absolutely known today, Captain Crunch, nay. He nay a captain. Nay. Now, it is true.
Are you going to rename the cereal Commander Crunch?
Yes, Commander Crunch. That's why I told you, don't let your kids hear this. It is possible that that uniform could represent either German or Portuguese Navy. They're not sure because all of those uniforms were lost with their great navies.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Or maybe driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. All you need to do is call KAAM at 972-445-1700 and ask for David Spoon. Or send him an email at davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. And bam! You've got your own Commercial Whammy.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. I do want to let you know, if you want to reach us, 214-210-8483. If you hear any shaking noise behind me, that's my dog shaking his whole body with his collar on because he loves radio. Again, if you want to reach out to us, 214-210-8483. We'll load it up with another question, a little harder, but for some it might be easy. Trivia question, who was Moses' sister? Aha, just leave it there. We'll talk about that, of course, at the end of the segment. Who was Moses' sister? Who was the sister to Mo? 214-210-8483, 214-210-8483. Don't forget about our website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. We have interviews on that site. We also have sound, we have audio, we have video. I have my testimony on there. We got the bumper sticker. We got the back of my car on there. Don't ask. It's a big, big, big bumper sticker. It's huge. Covers the whole back of the car. And we have different opportunities to give, and we encourage you. It's the beginning of the month, and we know for a little bit of a study was done for the churches and for the ministries, down about 18% since this whole thing started. I say the church can easily make it up. Paul was very confident in the Corinthian church. I'm confident for the people of God. And like I've said before, and I'll say it again, take care of home base first, not here, but where you fellowship, where you get your feeding, where you go to church. And if you get something from this show and you have something you're able to contribute, we would love for you to participate in that. But if not, be the prayers, the prayers that I need you to be. Okay? All right. Email david@hemustincrease.org. Of course, you can still go to hemustincrease.org and just fill out one of the forms. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. And now, let's hear from our ministry partner.
Here I come to save the day. Yes, sir, when there is a wrong to right, he gets the situation well in hand.
Mr. Restore and our very good friend Clint, great people. We love them. They are so they're so good to people. They take care of people. If you've got fire and water damage cleanup that you need, if you got smoke, wind, or flood, any kind of problem going on, if you have any sewage removal going on, doesn't matter if it's church or your office building, it doesn't matter if it's your home, it doesn't matter if it's your apartment, irrelevant, they will help you and they will take care of you. You go to MrRestore.com, Mr. M-R, Restore.com. Of course, you can connect through HeMustIncrease.org because we link to them. I just want to encourage you to be aware that if you've got any of that going on, you got a company that's got thousands of happy customers. They work with the Adaptive Training Foundation, and they help people who have their one, two, three, or four limbs that have been severed to still have hope and to still have drive. I mean, I think that's ministry at the level of excellence. And so we encourage you to support not just Adaptive Training Foundation, which you can just type in adaptivetrainingfoundation.org, and there's only one, or you can reach out and get in touch with Mr. Restore. You can give to the Adaptive Training Foundation that way. Or if you've got any kind of services that you need, get in touch with Clint. They will take care of you. They are superb at taking care of people and taking care of customers. So you like that. I like that. I know you like that too. DNA, never forget. Now you got to remember, what's our DNA? Everybody thinking DNA, DNA. D, draw closer to the Lord. N, never be ashamed. A, always be ready. Does that mean that you'll always be used every second of the day? No. Does that mean that everything's going to be perfect in your life? No. But if you draw closer to the Lord, if you are never ashamed, and if you are always ready, you're putting yourself in a position to be that person who believes that the Lord's going to come back any minute, and also believes that the Lord can tarry, and that if he's going to tarry, if he's going to delay, you want to be occupying and moving forward in the kingdom of God in regards to advancing it. So you want to be a part of that. So that idea, that tension for Christians to live as though he's coming back tonight, in the next hour, and to also live as though he's not coming back for 20 years, that's where you got to live, in that place of both of those readinesses. You're ready to labor and continue in fervor and move on, but you're also ready if the trumpet blows, you're ready to go. Get it? Got it? Keep it. Don't sell it. Hold on to it. Okay. So we talked about going into new lands, and we used Exodus 3, 6 through 10 to give you kind of a launching pad, which I would call a launching pad, because it is the text that was used when God talked to Moses to say, hey, you're going to bring my people out into a new land. We're going to get them out of their misery. We're going to get them to this new place. But then there's this challenge about actually if the Lord opens up that door, if you're willing to go or not, or if you're willing to take that step or not. Just so you can know how real that is, keep in mind that Abraham went into a land that he had no idea where he was going, but he just wanted to follow the Lord and obey. And that attitude, that disposition of being willing, is something that the Lord calls us to. There is, unfortunately, a little bit, and don't get mad at me when I say stuff like this, this is just true. But there's a little bit of complacency in our society, especially in America, to, you know, grow up, get a job, raise your kids, get into a retirement pack, go through your process, go through the retirement. I mean, it's just like there's these steps that have been ordered. And it's like, that sounds fantastic. But if you read in Scripture, you find out Moses didn't even enter right ministry until he was 80. He lived to be 120. So that was the last third of his life that he really went into the right ministry with the Lord. So the timing is that God can use you and will use you anytime, at any point, because he's like that, and he likes to do stuff like that, and you just want to be there for that. But there is a problem, and here is the problem that I want to talk about. Acts chapter 7, verses 37 through 39, this is when Stephen's giving his account, his testimony, and he's recounting the story of Israel leaving, right? So they left Egypt, and now he's going to give a little bit of a point that is important for us to remember. It says this, Acts 7, 37 through 39. This is that Moses who told the Israelites, God will send you a prophet like me from your own people. He was in the assembly in the desert with the angel who spoke to him on Mount Sinai and with our fathers, and he received living words to pass on to us. But our fathers refused to obey him, and instead they rejected him and in their hearts turned back to Egypt. Whoa! I remember the first time I read this passage, and I was thinking, because I came out of a drug life. I came out of a Detroit crime life. And I thought, the last thing I ever want to do is turn back from where the Lord wants me to go. I don't want to turn back in my heart. Now, why you don't want to turn back in your heart is because if it moves from your heart, it'll go from your heart to your being and to your mind and to your system. And then if in your heart you turn back, then you do things that would lead to turning back. And so this is a very important part of this. If the Lord is going to move you forward, do not turn in your heart to what was. I have heard a wonderful preacher preach this absolutely fantastic message about how every other time frame was so much better except the time frame you're in. And he was just like, remember back when everything was so perfect? And like, no, it wasn't. But because you go through the growth, or because you go through the wilderness to get to the promised land, it's easy to go, remember how slavery was so fantastic when we were in Egypt? How we had leeks and onions and worked 12-hour days and 0 days off, and they used to beat us? Wasn't that great? That's what the scripture warns against. It warns against in our hearts turning back. Just in case you want an additional reference that is immovable, unmistakable, Jesus said, I want to point out that Jesus said this, red letter, remember Lot's wife. What did she do? When the angels said, go, get out of this city, go to the next place, don't look back. What did she do? She turned around and looked back. What happened? She became a pillar of salt. What's the lesson? Don't do that. The lesson is don't. In your heart, don't turn back. Don't be like Lot's wife. Jesus, you know, there's a whole thing. Well, that story's not true. Jesus quoted the story of Sodom and Gomorrah. Jesus gave the point, hey, remember Lot's wife? Don't look back. It was true to Jesus. And some people are like, oh, you know, I don't know. No, it's not I don't know. If you look back in your heart, you are going to open up the opportunity for problems in your life. Don't do that. God is moving things forward. Go with God. You know what God doesn't do? He doesn't go, oh, you know, forget it. Let's go back to the days just before the flood. God doesn't do that. It's a forward motion with the Lord. I am making all things new, all Greek present tense, all the time. And so what we want to do is not turn back in our hearts, not be like Lot's wife, not look back with fondness upon a life of iniquity and upon a life of bondage and slavery. Instead, we need to go, nope, I'm going to get my vision here, going to be looking towards heaven. I'm not looking back the other way. I'm going to be willing to take some risks because that's what God wants from me. Get it? All right. Wait till you see the next section. It will blow your mind. By the way, everybody got this answer right. I am really impressed. Miriam was the answer for Moe's sister. Excellent job by everybody that responded. Thank you so much for doing that. Okay, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Moving is hard. It's a moment that everyone dreads. But wait, there's an answer. Jesus can help. And for the moving parts, Men of God Moving is there for you. Men of God Moving is a full-service Christian moving company that is locally owned and operated, serving the entire Dallas and Fort Worth area. Men of God Moving helps with homes, apartments, offices, long and short distance relocations, and so much more. They offer packing and unpacking services, loading and unloading, assembling and disassembling, plus many other helpful services. Tell them you heard it on the David Spoon Experience and receive a substantial discount. Substantial means a whole bunch. Call them at 817-707-7672 or go to their website, menofgodmoving.com. That's menofgodmoving.com. And check them out on Facebook. The Lord's Word says, serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord, not men. Ephesians 6:7. Allow Men of God Moving the privilege of serving you. And listen to Johnny Hill, the owner, often on the David Spoon Experience. To hear his testimony, reach out to Men of God Moving. Johnny's testimony will move you. God bless.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
What's happening is the churches and educators and our government and everybody is too concerned about being politically correct. And what's happened is the walls have fallen down, and we need to rebuild them, and we need to build them back. And the only way we can do that is with God's people taking a stand.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I will say, especially in regards to the political correctness, it's just man's attempt to establish their own righteousness apart from God. And that's why it has so much confusion attached to it that nobody can figure out what's going on, because it goes all over the place.
Well, the only hope for America is not the Democratic Party or the Republican Party. My hope is in God and his people taking a stand this coming election season. And let's get men and women in office. And again, I'm not telling people to vote for, but we need to take a stand for God's truth and his righteousness.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I just want to thank you and extend a thank you to you for taking the time to come on the show, sharing with us, giving us that perspective. I appreciate it. And it was a privilege and an honor for me to have you on the show, sir. Thank you.
Thank you for inviting me. God bless.
All right. God bless you, too. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Pastor Franklin Graham.
You may be from a Baptist background, a Pentecostal background, a non-denominational background. David Spoon has that, too. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, then give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience. Weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Here in Texas. Oh, that's better. You guys don't know this, but in another week and a half, it will be 2.5 years that we've been in Texas, Noelle and I, so I'm pretty happy about that. I'm a Texan, and believe me, the thing I'm happiest about, I'm not a Californian. Okay. For those that want to know, you are able to reach us by sending a text 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Everybody has been doing a great job sending that text. You can't call. You got to send a text, 214-210-8483. I have one more trivia question. A tougher one, because I always try to make like the last trivia question a little harder. Have you ever noticed that? That's like the first one's usually pretty easy. Second one's kind of mild, but then the third one, boom, right? Okay. You might have to look this up. I can tell you it will be in the book of Exodus if you can't find it. What plague of Egypt fell from the sky? What plague of Egypt fell from the sky? 214-210-8483. That's what you got to text. Can't call me. You got to text me. 214-210-8483. Website, hemustincrease.org. HeMustIncrease.org. Also, email david@HeMustIncrease.org. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. And now, let's hear from our next ministry partner. Ellis, our very, very good friend, wonderful sister in the Lord, her and her fantastic husband, Tony, great people, just great people of God. It's one thing when you meet people and they're like, hey, yeah, they're cool. But Kimberly and Tony, totally awesome. I remember still meeting with them when we met at a Starbucks in Fort Worth, and it was just like the Lord said, I'm putting everybody together. It was just cool. Here's the bottom line. If you want to get any information on real estate, you want to get in touch with Kimberly, 903-48-HOMES. 903-48-HOMES, H-O-M-E-S, like homes, like homes. And here's the deal. If you're a first-time buyer, experienced investor, foreclosure, short sale, if you're just thinking about questions in real estate, and you're trying to connect with somebody, I had something happen today. Let me give you a perfect example. So you know, guys, I'm doing the PhD thing. And I called the school because I wanted to try and connect with a professor so I can talk about one of the things that we're looking into, which has to do with research. Apparently, in the dissertation, it's supposed to be like 500 pages, which is like not making me happy. So anyhow, I tried to call. I could not get in touch with anybody. They didn't have anybody for me to talk to. I was very disappointed. Well, if you've got a real estate issue, you can talk to somebody and reach them and get answers. And that's what you want. 903-48-HOMES for Kimberly. 903-48-HOMES. Okay? Okay. All right?
All right.
All right. Before I get to the text, I'm going to do something that I've done before, and it's a very powerful element. I don't want you to obtain guilt from it. I just want you to be able to use it and be honest about it. Okay? Have you said in your prayer time, or when you're talking to people, or when you're engaging, or if you're having self-talk, so to speak, just thinking, have you ever thought, said, spoken, or prayed, if only, and then fill in the blank, if only, so there's times where when I was a younger Christian, I thought I could tell God what to do that would help save the whole world. So I said, and this is back in the day, so don't get all freaky on me, but boy, Lord, if only you would have all the great rock stars get saved, then everybody would get saved. Why? Well, because I was into rock and roll, so I thought that would be the solution. But if only you would do this, if only, and then what we say to other people, if only this would have happened, or if only this didn't happen. If only, did you know that when you are using that language, 99% of the time when you're saying if only, you're expressing some form of bitterness because you don't like what happened. So you're given the if only line. As opposed to saying if only, which kind of looks backwards with kind of this negativity, we should be saying, next time, it will be like this. Next time, this will happen. The difference between those two phrases, now there's only four total words here, if only, and then next time. But the difference is between bitterness and faith. Looking backwards with bitterness will not help you. Looking forward with faith will help you. Let's look at a classic passage that is often used and should be used. Philippians 3:13, brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead. You think of this as Paul says this in Philippians 3:13 under the leading and the unction of the Holy Spirit, the verbal plenary process. And you think of this and you think, well, okay, but aren't there some things I'm supposed to remember and some things that I'm supposed to forget? Yes, exactly. Correcto mundo. Ding, ding, ding. You got it. Bazinga. All right. Here's the deal. The things that God has done for you, the memorials, the awesome works of God, the answered prayers, the great moments, absolutely remember. But there are other things that you ought to forget, because here's exactly what you can do about those things, ready, that are in the past. Ready? Notice there was no noise there. There was no sound there. There was nothing, because that's exactly what you can do about what has already happened. Nothing. You can't do anything about anything that happened 1 second ago. It's out of your reach. Once time clicks and it has a 1 second or a half a second or a millisecond, it's beyond anything you could do. So now it only has to do with attitude. And you know that? It's also true, by the way, for the future. You can't do one thing about what's going to happen in 15 seconds from now because you don't know. So you can either embrace that future with faith or embrace that future with doubt. You can either look at that past with a gracefulness and a graciousness, or you look at that past with a bitterness. But you have to choose. It's just that our words often reveal what's really going on, which is why you get the if only. Remember, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So when you say if only, you're kind of giving a testimony that what happened in the past was bad. And instead, we should be saying next time. And that means that we're looking forward and not backward. And that's one of the things the text in Philippians 3:13 tells us what to do. In fact, in regards to Paul's walk with Jesus, he did not consider himself yet to having taken hold of it. In other words, what he was talking about, just so you can know, is he hasn't taken hold of fully that for which God has taken hold of him. And until he does, he's going to keep pressing forward. And that's what we ought to do. Unless you've reached the point where you have fully taken hold of every single thing that God has for you, until you reach that point, we need to continually strain forward, lean forward. In fact, that's actually the word straining. Instead of struggling, it's more of a leaning. And so instead of looking backwards with regret, we need to look forward with anticipation and faith and hope. Now, we've got all of our country making some changes, right? You can't sit there and look back at 30 days ago and say it was like this or like, who cares? You can't do anything about that anyway. You can look forward to 30 days from now and say, now this, we're going to do this. We're going to have faith for this. We're going to trust for this. But a lot of it has to do with your choosing whether you're looking forwards or backwards. Here's something that I learned when I was crossing Greenfield and 10 Mile Road in Southfield, Michigan. You cannot drive your bike forward while looking backwards. I discovered that in an intersection where there were multiple cars going at multiple speeds, and I was looking backwards instead of forwards while I was riding my yellow 10-speed collegiate bike, and I came into a curb that shot me over my handlebars where I did a somersault and landed on my back, fortunately on the sidewalk, with my bike next to me with the pedals spinning around because I was looking backwards instead of forwards in the direction I was heading. So I highly encourage you not to be a person like me who was looking backwards while I was pedaling forwards, ran into a curb, and flipped over on my back on my bike. Don't do that. It hurt, and I got a nickname from it from my schoolmates, and that still hurts. Get it? Okay. We come back. We've got this really cool portion to go into. By the way, the answer to the trivia question was hail. Hail came from the sky. Excellent job for everybody that answered. Great, great work. We take our break and come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. Don't go anywhere.
Get your real estate agents here on sale. Only a dime a dozen. Step right up and get your agents.
What's going on here?
Real estate agents are in bloom here in Texas, so they're being offered only a dime a dozen.
Is this how real estate agents seem to you? A dime a dozen? Well, that's enough. Kimberly McQuinn, Realtor and Broker Associate with Fathom Realty, is not a dime a dozen real estate agent. Real estate isn't her hobby, it's her passion. With over 12 years of experience, Kimberly knows real estate isn't about selling, it's about the relationships. Get a free consultation by reaching out to Kimberly at turn2realtyteam.com. That's turn2realtyteam.com. Or call 903-484-6637. That's 903-484-6637. 903-48-HOMES. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced investor, whether you need a short sale or are looking for foreclosures, Kimberly is the quality you want and deserve for your real estate needs. Don't get the dime a dozen agent. Turn to the best. Turn to Kimberly.
The David Spoon Experience is now run by He Must Increase Ministry. What this means is that we are no longer operating as a regular business, but as a nonprofit ministry that is devoted to increasing the ministry of Jesus Christ. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Bible believers, the wounded and forgotten believers, and the not yet believers through biblical truths. We are funded by listeners like yourselves and ministry partners that want to provide sponsorships for the show. Your donations are 100% tax deductible. And the great news is, if you donate to our ministry and help us advance the kingdom of God, we won't give you a thing. That's right, you'll get no special prize or gimmick. You won't ever get an anointed Bible or penny in acrylic so that you're never penniless, or a guarantee that you'll become rich just because you gave. Your giving will support our unique idea of biblical encouragement. And what you'll receive is a receipt for your giving at the end of the year. It's all about sowing and reaping. Cast your bread upon the water and it will return to you. And if you sow bountifully, you will reap bountifully. But you'll be laying up treasures in heaven. And that's the most excellent place to receive the best return for the longest time on your investment. What happens if you don't give? Nothing. Except more commercials like this one. Let's spare everyone from more commercials like this one. Go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. And give if you're led to and if you're able to. Let's keep the show going and help increase its time and reach. You must like this show a little bit because, after all, you're hearing this commercial, right? Thank you.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. If you want to reach the show, 214-210-8483 is the number you got to text. I will tell you that we are, that's 214-210-8483. We are going to be coming back into the studio a week from Monday, so on May 11th, it'll be our first show back in the studio since all this stuff happened, and we are probably going to keep it open where when people answer in trivia, they can either text to the 214-210-8483 or call in on the studio line, so we'll get to that. We're going to work that out. I will let you know that today we had more people respond to trivia questions through text than we've ever had before. And that's a blessing, okay? So it actually was almost hard to read them all between the segments, so I'm really, really happy about that. All right, so again, if you have anything you want to say, 214-210-8483, even questions for next week on something like, hey, I really tried to figure this out, what about this? We'll try and do our best to respond and to help out as much as we can. Website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. That's pretty straightforward, pretty simple. Email david@hemustincrease.org. Our Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. And now let's hear from our next ministry partner.
Well, we're moving on up, moving on up to the side, on up, to the deluxe apartments in the sky.
Men of God Moving and our very good friend, Johnny Hill. It's pretty straightforward. If you have any need for moving, again, doesn't matter if it's apartment, church, office building, house, doesn't matter. Everything from mansions to matchboxes. Okay, I just made that up. I just thought that would be funny. Mansions to matchboxes. Get it? Little matchbox. Anyhow, men of God. This is the way my brain works. MenOfGodMoving.com. You can reach out to them or connect to them directly through our website. If you use Men of God Moving and you for moving needs and you tell them you heard it on the David Spoon Experience, you will receive a substantial discount. That doesn't mean they're going to pay you to move your stuff, but it will be greatly discounted because that's the way that Johnny operates, and we just think that's totally awesome. All right, so the first segment, we talked about the children of Israel and God letting them know that there was new land. Sometimes there's a new season. Sometimes there's new land. Sometimes the thing that God brings you into is so different, you never would have anticipated it. Kind of use the example about being a grandpa 5 years ago. I never thought it was going to go to that level, from 0 to 6 in 5 years. That's a lot, right? Okay. By the way, I got a chance to do FaceTime yesterday with Easton Scott. And I'm just telling you right now, because I keep praying every day he'd be God's champion, he is doing so much better than even his mommy and daddy thought. He's making tons of noises and having all this kind of activity. So we'll just see what kind of testimony pops out of this. I have that feeling it's going to be a fantastic one. But anyway, let's get back to this. So we're talking about the Lord bringing the children of Israel into a new land. We also talked about the children of Israel being called out in that process for looking back, for turning in their hearts back to Egypt, thinking that their bondage and their old way of life was better because they were in the wilderness and they kind of didn't get what was going on. So instead of focusing on the Lord, they focused on what they think they missed, which wasn't even accurate. And then in the last segment, we talked about a very important concept about understanding that you can't dwell in that past, especially if you're a person that's got some if-onlys going on in your language. It needs to be more of a next-time attitude because you can't walk forward looking backward. We used my illustration of me on a bicycle, which actually really did happen. They did not go to the hospital, but it was a 50-50 call at the time, just so you can know. And we talked about the fact that Paul said, hey, forgetting what is behind and straining towards or leaning towards what is ahead, that's how we should be walking. So now I want to quote a passage that we talked about earlier in this week and then close it with a different passage. So the passage we talked about earlier in the week had to do with the Isaiah 43:18-19. And that said, forget the former things, do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing, and now it springs up, do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the desert and streams in the wasteland. For those that don't know how much I can talk, I can do this one passage, and I can probably go right there with Paul and do 12 hours on this. Because the bottom line is that we're not supposed to dwell on the past when the past that we're dwelling on bleeds us dry. Get that? You don't sit there and think about what you could have, woulda, coulda, shoulda. You know, it's you know, it's ifs and buts. You ever heard that story? Yeah. Well, if only. And but this, if ifs and buts were candies and nuts, it'd be Christmas every day. Okay? And it was an associate pastor that told me that one time. And I just think that's great. If ifs and buts were candies and nuts, it'd be Christmas every day. But you can't live that way. You can't dwell on the past. God's doing new stuff. He's doing a new thing. It's not just in Revelation 21:5. It's right here in Isaiah 43:18. Don't dwell on the past. I am doing, verse 19, I am doing a new thing. Can you figure it out? Do you perceive it? In the meantime, what should be our disposition? God's going to do something new. We're supposed to lean forward. We're not supposed to dwell on the past where the past, you know, bleeds us. The things that God has done awesome in the past are supposed to be a part of our memory, and we are supposed to remember those. But what we need to do is let go of those things that hurt. And the reason that you have to do that is because they're going to keep hurting every time you look back. Now, I'm not giving you a magic bullet formula. I'm not saying, oh, snap your fingers, it'll all be perfect. I'm just giving you the guidelines that Scripture gives us to walk in it piece by piece. And the way that we do some of this comes down to this Hebrews 11 text. All these people, Hebrews 11:13, all these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them and welcomed them from a distance. And they admitted that they were aliens and strangers on the earth. People who say such things show that they are looking for a country of their own. If they had been thinking of the country they had left, they would have had opportunity to return. These people that are being referenced in the Hall of Fame of Faith in Hebrews 11 are given several accommodations in this text. not the least of which is they were all living by faith. They died, and they didn't even receive what they were believing and waiting for because they saw them at a distance. But ladies and gentlemen, I am telling you, the key in that text is they saw them. You have to look and see that God is around that corner. Oh, you can't see what's around the corner, but you can see that God is around the corner because he goes before you. And they even admitted they were aliens and strangers on the earth. They just never felt like they fit in. Ever feel that way, Bible-believing, born-again Christian? Of course you do. Of course I do. I feel like a total stranger. I feel like this planet is an unfortunate gasoline stop on a road trip. That's all I'm going to say. And the people who say such things, they say they're looking for a country of their own. If they had been thinking about where they left, they could have had opportunity to return. The whole premise there is to stop concentrating on what you think was so fantastic, because most of the time, it was Egypt. It was bondage. It was slavery. And if you keep thinking how wonderful that was, you're not only in delusion, not only would I be in delusion, but we're dishonoring the truth of what happened. And so the realities that we approach this with are that we don't sit there and think about, well, this was then, this, and everything was perfect, and there was never any problem. That's so untrue. This is Earth. There's always problems. It's in heaven that there's not going to be any problems. And keep in mind, it's going to be a new heavens and a new earth, because even in the old heavens, Satan had to get tossed. Oh, you forgot that, huh? New heavens, new earth. No residue of evil. Nothing. Clean, pure. Gold streets. If the streets are gold, imagine everything else. Wow. It's going to be so fantastic. So here's the key in all of this. Keep going forward. Don't be afraid, even though it has a scariness to it. Don't be afraid, because God is going before you. And he's got things prepared for you. And it might be a completely new venture. It might be a completely new approach. It might be a completely new thing. I remember what Sam, one of our earlier callers into the show, was like, I don't have a job. I don't know what I'm going to do. And then God gave him another job in another area. New adventure. Because God has a plan, and you're a part of it, and you're in it. So keep going forward, okay? Don't get stuck looking backwards. You can't walk forward looking backward. Trust me, there's a lot of pain there. Okay. You have been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a 71-hour break, and then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
It feels like I've been running, running.
The views expressed in the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.